So, you have another Lion King movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, the 2019 one was the highest grossing animated movie of all time, so we had no choice.
Oh, yeah, that was animated, wasn't it? Why does everyone refer to that as the live-action Lion King?
Because the animals were so realistic that they were expressionless.
True. People did not seem to enjoy that, though.
That is correct, sir. So I figure this time, maybe, they smile a little.
Sick! So tell me about this thing.
Well, we're gonna meet Simba and Nala's daughter, right?
Oh, we should get Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, to play her.
Wow, okay, so you're not worried at all about nepotism.
Oh, well, no, if she has a disease, all the more reason to give the role to the poor kid. Is nepotism contagious?
You know what? I'd say so, yes.
Wow, okay, and so what's up with this little lion cub?
Well, Simba is on his way to help Nala, who's about to give birth, so their daughter is left with Timon and Pumbaa and Rafiki.
Okay.
And Rafiki's gonna tell her the story of Mufasa, who this movie is all about.
Oh, so we're not following the characters from the last movie.
No, they're a framing device for this Mufasa story.
Oh, prequel!
So once in a while throughout the movie, we're gonna cut back to Timon and Pumbaa listening to the story and being like, hey, this sucks, we're not in it. Isn't that gonna kind of break the flow of the story?
Oh, absolutely,
but then we can heavily lean on them in the trailers.
Oh, very smart.
And so this Mufasa origin story is gonna let us reveal things that people have always wanted to know.
What kind of stuff?
Like, hey, you know that stick that Rafiki has? How do you get that stick? Where'd that stick come from that Rafiki has?
Was anyone wondering that?
People are always wondering how characters got their accessories. That's why we at Disney have dedicated so many movies to revealing that kind of thing.
That's a good point. So how'd he get the stick?
He found it.
Whoa!
Anyway, so we're gonna meet a young Mufasa, and he's gonna get split up from his parents during a flood and get washed down a river.
Oh no.
Yeah, and so now there's no possible way to find them again.
Walking back up the river would be a start.
Just no way to find them again. So he's gonna get taken in by this pride of lions and create a brotherly bond with this lion and Taka, who's gonna end up being Scar.
Wait, so Mufasa and Scar aren't actually biological brothers?
Nope.
I feel like we've established that they are.
Have we, though?
Well, now I'm not sure. I'd have to rewatch the 2019 remake.
Exactly, and nobody has ever done that.
No, they have not.
So they're gonna sing a song about being brothers and grow up.
Lions do only age during musical numbers. Everybody knows that.
But Taka's father was suspicious of Mufasa, so he makes him get raised by the females, and so that gives him, like, a supernatural smelling ability.
What?
And one day, this group of white lions attacks, and Taka's gonna run away like a coward, and Mufasa's gonna save the mom.
Cowardly lions are tight!
And during the attack, Mufasa kills this lion who turns out to be the son of the big bad guy, Kiros.
Uh-oh.
And so Kiros is gonna have a villain song.
Oh, just like Scar had his iconic Be Prepared song.
Exactly, and his song's gonna be about how he's gonna make the good guys go bye-bye.
Well, that sounds just as menacing.
So these evil lions come back and kill everybody, so Mufasa and Taka have to run away.
Oh, where are they gonna run away and never return?
Well, they're looking for this promised land called Malele, but first they gotta outrun these bad guys.
How are they gonna manage that?
Well, tell me this, sir. Have you ever seen a movie where the heroes have to jump off a waterfall to get out of a dangerous situation?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, well, we're doing it too.
Nice.
So anyway, then they're gonna meet Sarabi and Zazu and Rafiki.
They're from the other movie.
They sure are, so they're gonna sing a friendship song.
Is it Hakuna Matata?
Nope, it's an original one that people will also be singing for generations to come or possibly start forgetting before it's even finished.
Both those options sound good to me.
So anyway, they're all traveling to Malele together and Taka's gonna develop a little crush on Sarabi.
Ew.
But he's not good with the ladies, so he gets Mufasa to help him.
Oh?
Well, Mufasa's got a good nose, so he can smell these flowers that are from where Sarabi grew up, so he tells Taka to mention that.
Oh, yeah, ladies love when you tell them what they smell like.
But then they're gonna get attacked again, so they make a stampede to try to distract the bad guys, and Mufasa saves Sarabi.
So we got a stampede, a villain song, a separation from parents. We're playing all the greatest hits.
We sure are, sir. So Sarabi was kind of knocked out during the stampede, so Mufasa tells her that Taka's the one who saved her.
This freaking guy's a great wing lion.
But she figures it out, and so she falls in love with Mufasa, and he falls in love with her, too.
Well, yeah, because he needs to impregnate her with a future protagonist.
Exactly, but then Taka's kind of angry about that, so he goes to see the bad guys and betrays them.
Hasn't he known Sarabi for, like, 2 days?
Yeah, so then he goes back to Mufasa and the gang and pretends like everything's cool.
Can't Mufasa smell the bad guys on him?
What?
Well, he was able to smell flowers from where Sarabi grew up. He's not able to smell this stinky lion on this guy who just interacted with them.
Hey, shut up. So then they get to Malele.
Oh, good.
But then the bad guys show up again, so Mufasa's gotta rally all
all these animals together to help them fight.
Well, it's going to be tough for a predator that just showed up to convince a bunch of prey to help him.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up on a rock and gives them a big inspiring speech, but like really fast, because the bad guys are there, and they're all like, okay, yeah, let's stand with Mufasa forever.
This lion's a very convincing orator.
So then there's going to be a big old fight, and Taka's going to have a change of heart, so he helps Mufasa and gets a big cut in the process.
Wow, that's such a big coincidence, considering his name's going to end up being Scar.
Actually, this is what inspires that name.
Oh!
And then an earthquake randomly happens and Pride Rock is formed.
Oh?
Yeah, because people watching the original will probably like, this is a good movie, but how'd that rock get the way that it is?
I bet they weren't.
But maybe. So then the day is saved and Mufasa becomes the king of all these animals he just met, and his mom's there too.
Well, okay then.
And Scar goes up to him like, my bad, and Mufasa's like, I can never say your name again because it wouldn't make sense outside of this movie if I did that, so no more of that.
Smart.
And so Scar is like, okay, well then call me Scar because I got this fresh injury on my face and I doubt it's gonna heal well.
Brilliant. And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, listen, if money good, more. If no money bad, no more. Is that how that works?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.